All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, seems like you guys are in your division here each and every week. You did some preparation for the Jets last week. I know they played Buffalo. How much did that help in your preparation as you get set to take the field here today in Orchard Park?
Yeah, that's definitely helpful the way it fell. You know, we know the Jets, and we can see how they game plan Buffalo and how Buffalo might have game planned the Jets based on, you know, what their tendencies were that we noticed last week. So those are always helpful games to see.
Proud of the way your football team has responded through injuries, whether on a defensive side, more importantly, offensive side. I know Rex got nicked up this week. Julian's been nicked up. But just guys like Josh Gordon fighting through the finger last week and just dealing with the heat down in Miami and the way the team's responded with injuries, especially at offensive tackle.
Yes, I think the group's shown a lot of mental toughness. As you said, we've had some challenging situations. But, you know, they just kept battling, and some guys have been out, and other guys have had to step in. Some guys have been able to play through it. But, you know, I know everybody's working hard. I feel like the team's in good condition, and, you know, we'll just have to do the best we can in those situations.
I know you got to see him through preseason. It's only been three games. Jake Bailey, though, as far as good as your defense is playing, his ability to get the hang time, the Slater play last week. I know, you know that's some of the stuff you talk about, you try to practice, but when it happens in a game, how good does that make your special teams units feel?
Yeah, Jake's really helped us. He's been able to change field position and done a good job of, you know, on the plus 50 punts of keeping their offense backed up. And, you know, we know he gives us depth in the kickoff phase if we need that. And, you know, he's done a good job holding. So, you know, hopefully he can continue to do that. But he's certainly given us some quality plays here for the first three games.
I know a lot of people have been talking about your defense. The numbers are there. We won't get much into that. But as far as the game operation, you know, going back to preseason, I still see it in between series. You, Coach Bilma, Gerard, Steve getting together. How important is that series to series as far as attention to detail?
Yeah, we try to do that. You know, we've always tried to do that. But just after each series, try to figure out what adjustments we need to make and if there are any personnel substitutions that we want to change, especially early in the year when we're playing a lot of guys. And like you said, the heat was a factor in the – certainly in a Miami game, and as the game's going, you know, score and situation and so forth. So try to get all those things talked about so then we can go to our players and, you know, get them accurate information.
It's tough to be 3-0 in the National Football League. Bills are 3-0 like you guys are. Coach McDermott's done a nice job with them. You've talked this week about they've made the right plays at the right time. What stands out when you watch them on film?
Yeah, they don't beat themselves. They do a good job. They're very good defensively. They don't give up many big plays. They make you earn everything. They're very explosive in the return game with Roberts. They're their physical coverage team. So they've got some explosive players offensively, you know, with Foster and Brown. Beasley's done a nice job for them. Of course, the quarterback has really stepped up and made some big plays as well.
How critical is third down for you guys with Josh Allen, as big as he is, and his, sometimes how he wants to run third and four, third and three, fair to say, want to stay out of those type of downs, keep him at third and eight, third and ten?
Yeah, he's very capable of picking up yardage with the ball in his hand, so we really have to treat him like a sixth receiver and either keep him in the pocket or, when he does scramble, do a good job of tackling. There have been plenty of times where teams have had guys in position to make the plays, and he breaks a tackle or falls forward for the first down. So not only containing him, but also tackling him is a big challenge.
I think one thing that hasn't been talked about through the 3 weeks, through your three wins, is the fronts you guys have played defensively. You've played some pretty good fronts, whether it's the Jets, Miami, going back to Pittsburgh week one. How's Buffalo stack up with Jerry Hughes, and you've seen him over the years?
Yeah, they're very good, and they're very well coached. They have a lot of good coordination up front, and they move, you know, and stunt some. Oliver's been a good addition for him up there.
Yeah.
He's really, you know, a very talented player that can stack line of scrimmage and rush the passer. So it's really just, you know, playing good fundamentals and discipline on the offensive line, being able to handle their movement and being able to get a hat on a hat. And that's easier said than done. But they create a lot of opportunities for the linebacker, sometimes for the secondary to come free. And then that's kind of the end of the running game right there.
Yeah, and Poyer's moved around pretty well at safety. They'll let him sniff around, too, around a line of scrimmage, right?
Yeah, Poyer, and, you know, they do a good job with their pre-snap disguises. They bring their safety. Sometimes they bring their corners and just mix it up on you. They don't really give you – you just can't zero in on what they're doing. Hyde and Poyer are very good with their pre-snap looks.
I know a lot of people talk about the ride in to the stadium, but you've been doing this coaching thing a long time, and some of these new stadiums, they polish them up. It's all fancy with the boards. This is old quintessential good football stadium, and I'm sure you have an appreciation for that.
Yeah, absolutely. These fans never go out of their seats. They just you know, keep rocking and rolling through four quarters. So, you know, it's a very good environment. The fans there are very supportive of their team, as they should be. They've got a good football team, so, you know, we know it'll be a hostile environment there today. We'll have to deal with the crowd noise, and that's pretty common for us on the road anyway. So, you know, hopefully we can, you know, stand up to the competition here and be able to take care of things.
All right, Coach, good luck today. Another division game. Good luck as you guys seek to go 4-0.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Scott.
All right, send it back to Beetle at Howl at the Moon.